What's so fucking funny, giggly bits?
We have your mama right here.
Oh, yes.
Look at this beautiful smile.
There she is.
Say hello.
Oh, it's called fuck your mother.
Oh, work.
Yes. Just like a bell check.
You fucking Chernobyl motherfuckers.
Your mother's pussy so fucking tight. No way, baby, come out there. No way. You adopted.
Love for that intro.
But, wait, what? It's dude, I can't hear. I'm here the live show.
Okay. Take off your phones. The live show is going to feed the whole time to you.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So I can't hear myself or anything.
You just can't hear Ace of Spades right now. That's all. That's all you're missing.
Is this recording right now?
This is recording right now.
All
right. This is a little weird because we're in the live studio during our show playing Saturday at 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, but still can't hear it because we're technically doing the show out of the audition channel.
Whatever that means.
It just means...
Do you want to give me a brief synopsis of the intro?
The intro was good. The intro was goddamn good. It breaks my heart you did not hear that now.
We'll play from it later.
I will. I'll have to. Fuck. Oh, I was wondering why I wasn't getting
it. I was just grinning like an asshole staring off his face.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
No, I'm listening to Howard and you and Veronica talk about some lockout you did where apparently like you barred some guy from his own house.
Really?
Bitch, I don't know.
Oh, the crazy Indian motherfucker.
I guess.
Oh, God, yeah, that was a weird encounter where I left without money and trapped in traffic and disgusted with just humanity.
So you never got paid?
I didn't. I get called in by an Indian guy.
Uh-huh.
By the way, you're listening to Papa's Basement. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. You got what? Papa's Basement. I don't know. Find us on fucking Twitter at Papa's Basement, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Go to any of these things. It's got links to all the others. This isn't exactly the Da Vinci Code. You can piece together how to find us if you go to any of these items. But in Papa's Basement would be the main one. Let's bring down the ace just a little. You know what? I'll fade it out. I don't like having the headphones on while you're not hearing shit. Makes me feel weird.
Well, I think one of us needs to hear what's actually being recorded.
Okay, fine. We'll
it's
go back.
Fine.
You're not missing anything, though. It's just our sweet voices right now. Okay. Yeah, I get called out. I didn't know you'd missed out on that story. Not that it's anything life-shattering, but I get called out by some Indian cat to break into his house. Just pick a door lock.
Did you ask for proof that he actually lives there first?
If anyone from the Virginia Regulatory Commission's asking, of course I asked for that. What kind of boob am
that's
I?
That's going to show my fucking license or something.
In my daily locksmith deeds. But, so he calls, and he doesn't bicker over the price, which is red flag one. Nothing against Indian people, they're sweet.
Doesn't intend to pay.
But they love a good haggle. So if an Indian cat's just like, whatever, money-wise, red flag 1 and 1.5 right there. Just beware. So I show up at the site, and this guy's in the house already. Red flag 2. Like, if you're asking me to pick a lock, and then you're in your house, and you didn't call me to wave me off, what the hell's going on? So he's sitting there holding a kid, and he's like, yeah, weirdest thing, I don't really, like, have a key to this deadbolt, and it's kind of acting up. Like, his story is changing with every word. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. This broad comes out holding another. He's Indian. She's white. So he's got one mixed Indian kid. She's clutching another mixed Indian kid. She walks out going, sir, I kicked this man out of my house a couple days ago. He broke in, and... he shouldn't be here. I'm on the phone with the police right now.
I was
going
to say, what the fuck are they doing calling you?
Well,
sort this out.
He apparently just called. He's got this creepster smile on his face while he's telling me this. He's like, oh, don't
it looks
work.
Like that creepy Indian dude on CNN. I forget.
Sanjay Gupta?
No, I don't think it's him. It's just one of their correspondents. It's like the weirdest, like, iciest dead eyes you've ever seen.
It's just one of those, you know how guys, and we'll get to Psycho Men in a minute. We'll start talking Batman in a few. But you know how guys can just be in the middle of some really creepy psycho shit and think that they'll smile and nothing's up? Like some woman
is like the way women do?
Well, I was going to say like a woman escapes from their car trunk and you witness it and they just put on the smile like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. We're just role playing.
Oh, like our cousin?
Like, yeah,
like
just
that
like
kind of like just shyster personality, like everything's a lie.
It's just this complete belief in if I smile and nod, I can do whatever and people will believe what I'm doing.
Well, women
okay.
do that too. It's just being completely full of shit.
Yeah, but I guess women, it's like par for the course. So it doesn't really creep me out when, like, the way it does when a guy does. Like, a
yeah,
man 9 times out of 10
is honest.
Yeah, and I know where your brain's at as a fellow male. Like, a woman just
9 times
whatever.
Out of 10 is a lie.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Like,
what
you ask me
what
a woman's thinking, it's like asking me what a dog sees. I don't know. Is it black and white? Fucking, are there like plumes of clouds around the edges of the vision? I don't know what a dog's eyes work like. I don't know what a woman's brain works like.
I think they see like gray, yellow, and blue.
Exactly.
It's like the shittiest
exactly.
combination
like,
imaginable.
I guess they're seeing the same things as me. They're certainly not perceiving them in the same way I am. That's what a woman's brain is. It's a dog's eyes. But a man, it's creepy.
What, when they're just a sociopath?
Yeah, when they're just divorced from reality. And I was just getting that look from him. He's like, ah, she's crazy. My name's on, you know,
yeah,
on the deed.
He's probably a bullshitter. He probably doesn't pay to fucking live there. Like, that's one of those weird instances where, well, she's probably the goddamn breadwinner. Otherwise,
I don't know. I think his name was on the deed, but
you can shyster your way into having your name on the deed.
He seems like a creepy
paying.
Fuck. Yeah, and she was like, look, he's... I just didn't appreciate her.
Dude, if you're the one paying the bills, you can't get kicked out.
I didn't appreciate her being like, this man. I'm like, oh, you mean the guy who's obviously knocked you up twice? I'm going to put it together.
Your fucking husband.
Yeah, exactly. He's your husband, probably legally. You haven't been divorced yet. It sounds like shit's just freshly hitting the fan, yeah. The way you two rookies are handling this.
Always good to be in the middle of those situations.
You know me. You know how cheap I am. The fact that I boogied without taking
Where
money.
Where was this?
This was in Centerville.
Not too bad.
No, not like a scary neighborhood or anything.
Should have at least like stuck around till the cops showed up.
I had just better things free to do. Show I think I was actually heading right here to record something else to the studio, so I didn't even have time. It was just going to be like some bonus cash, and of course she was gracious enough to be like, "You can charge him whatever you need to." I'm like, "Oh, thanks, cunt."
That's a legal obligation.
Exactly.
So, I give you my permission to charge someone else for your service.
Exactly. So I can either lock him or lock you out, rather, and collect my money and really get in the middle of some shit, or I can just wash my hands of it. And I chose option B.
Yeah.
I mean, I love $75 whenever I'm called out to a house. I just love pocketing money, but sometimes it's not worth it, man.
No, because you don't know when the guns are going to get pulled out in that situation.
Exactly. What the? I mean, I didn't hear about any murders in the area afterward, and it's a relatively peaceful place, so it would have made the news, but...
It's happened. You remember that fucking dude, like, Dad used to go to, like, a mechanic or something, and pulled the Chris Benoit? Or were you, like, little kids?
No, I do not.
I think his name was Patrick or something.
In Manassas?
Something like that. Like, he was on the news, like, one day a dude just fucking up and killed his wife and kid and himself.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering why we didn't go to that mechanic anymore, and we're...
The one in Manassas Park or
yeah,
whatever,
like Jews in the desert
by
looking
Osborne
for...
High School.
Yes, I absolutely remember him.
Yeah.
Ben, I believe it. Not Ben.
I thought it was Patrick.
I think you're right. You'd remember that better than me. Ben was another one of Dad's many blue-collar scumbag friends.
Yeah, quote-unquote friends.
Exactly. Pieces of shit preying upon that poor immigrant man.
Yeah. It's just disgusting.
The world is a turlet.
America. Why the fuck are they doing construction in the goddamn rain outside of the studio?
I don't
on a Saturday?
Want to sound like a zero-luck piece of crap. As I'm driving in, I'm thinking, at least Will and Veronica. By the way, Veronica was supposed to be on the show today. Her car died.
I'm pretty sure I saw her like walking with an umbrella along 29.
I have no doubt in my mind you did, which is okay.
It didn't look like her, unless she just looks old and haggard now. I haven't seen her in like a year.
Look at the time. So
maybe she's just having a bad day.
I don't know. She was supposed to be here. It was supposed to be like a fun little reunion. Yeah, exactly.
She's gonna get that calling her because I was like, "Hey, is that you? Do you want me to pick you up?"
Exactly. Will, deep down, much more considerate than me. You're
no,
because
I
actively...
saw like a silver Mustang on the side of 29, like on an access road. So I was like, "I think that's her car."
I just heard she says, "My car died. It's a driving rain outside right now." I text back, "You need help."
It's not really driving rain. You lying bitch.
Can I tell a fucking story? Okay, it's a light drizzle. Doesn't sound quite so dramatic now.
I'd say it's moderate.
Picard-headed fuck, I hate you. So, she's gone, I guess. She's not joining us today. And we've only got 30 more minutes of show, which is fine. That means about a 42-minute show. We'll survive. We'll take it to the very end, and then we'll punch out without an outro. And I'll just put that in post-production. So that gives us an extra, like, 4 to 90 seconds.
Or we can just talk to Squire on the air and stall.
Just do his intro on our show.
Or get him talking dirty.
No.
How did you get him riled up that one time? Where what? He started cursing, he said?
Oh, just, he came in. I had probably left him 3 minutes to get set up.
Yeah.
And the machines here, shocker, were malfunctioning, so he couldn't get his recording up and running in time to hit his top of the hour intro, and he was fucking cursing.
Motherfucking cheese. Like James Wood on The Simpsons.
He was losing his shit, which is cool because he's a laid back dude, so that makes it funny.
Actually, that's when you kind of get scared because you're like, wow, this person's coming unhinged. Someone who doesn't normally curses.
Yeah, I guess with us, you never feel scared.
Exactly,
hearing us
but like
let a flute.
When your mom like yell "fuck," you're like,
"Oh, just well." It's, with her, it's this blood curdling thing. It's like "fuck,"
so you know to back.
And it's
off
always like this afterward.
Hyperventilating.
Yeah, it's hyperventilation with a touch of tear. And no one needs that. No one wants to hear that. That is a penis shriveler right there.
You get to Bat Cunt?
The Batman? The Bat Boy?
Or Joker, or whatever the fuck he was.
Yeah, let's talk about it. The story of the week.
Du jour.
As fucking magically prepackaged a story as the media could hope for. Summer blockbuster fucks spree killing.
I told you that. I saw it on MSN.com like before I went to bed at like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was just like, "Huh, I don't know. Maybe I'm desensitized." Like, I did not think it was gonna be like the fucking next 9/11.
People,
they love a good fucking terrorist attack or just mass shooting.
It's literally just news by Twitter keyword now. You get to say spree killing and Dark Knight Rises in one.
That's the
happy
fucking creepiest 140 thing. 140
characters.
They're now publishing people's tweets, like the victims.
Really.
Oh God! You
well, those
read
are public
that?
Record, I believe. So
no, not the fact that they do it, just to see people's last words because they're all excited. Like this one guy, I think it was his 27th birthday, and that was his way to kick it off.
Uh-huh.
And I swear to Christ, maybe go to MSN.com, see if you can pull it up. If that's still like the main story, like if it's a picture of some old fat guy holding a picture of his son.
MSNBC.com
or MSN.
MSN.com.
Yeah. Whatever the default homepage is, so I'm not learned. But I swear to Christ, his last tweet, just his last recorded anything in life was something to the effect of, "This is going to be the best birthday ever." So I'd like to see if he could pull it up verbatim.
Okay, hold on.
It's so like, oh, I mean, I hate to be a Monday morning quarterback, but goddamn. Wrong on that count. Like, I felt so bad. I guess that's why they fucking latched onto it. But yeah, then you see pictures of like some of the other, like some redheaded blogger bitch. And she's like, "Oh, she's kind of cute." It's like, "No, she's dead." It's just weird.
What?
Yeah, it's like you go to her Twitter page and it's just like,
yeah, where are the updates?
Pretty decent, like dyed red haired chick.
Oh, no.
And she's just in the cold. Well, I guess she's not in the ground yet, but she's freezing in the morgue like we're freezing in this goddamn studio. You find it? Oh.
No, I found something that just, oh. This guy, why couldn't you have been one of the dead? This is Dominic Bivens. going to go out on a limb with his ethnicity here. At Blessed Disciple. So this is a Christian tweet, well, in theory.
Black Christianity. Yeah, take that with a grain of salt.
That's another 3 hours right there if we ever need the material. Wow, with two W's at the end, someone just shot up this Batman movie. I literally just seen a little girl.
Just seen. This is published in an article?
Yeah. No, this is just a tweet.
Oh, you're looking on Twitter.
I put in tweets of Batman dead. I don't think I got your gold, but I'm seeing a list of...
Look on the phone, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you just like hashtagged whatever the fuck?
No, you just shoved it into Google, man. This is what Google magic gave me.
People are making web pages dedicated to this?
It's newsfeed.time.com. So I guess Time just called a bunch of tweets like from people who were there, pretty much, I'm guessing.
Gotcha.
Seen a little girl get carried out with bullet wounds. SMH, shaking my head. Thanks for abbreviating right there.
Or did he actually type out shaking my head?
No, he says, SMH, the nerve of people. Yes, the nerve of people to
murder. You to murder a
to child. Shoot 60 people and kill 12 of them. Oh, you.
I think one was like a
you
fucking
galleon.
2-month-old or some ridiculous shit.
They said a 3-month-old who apparently the guy. Now, this sounds kind of 9/11-esque where it's like, oh, the Capitol building's on fire and they spray painted a dick next to Abe Lincoln's mouth on his memorial. But apparently he, like, walks up to the baby.
Oh, I think he shot a baby point blank
or something. They said the 3-month-old's already out of the hospital, though. So what a shitty shot, right?
What the fuck? Its head should be gone if you shoot a baby point blank.
A baby's, like, 9 inches of target. How do you miss that? Like, if you hit anything, it should be close
blank,
to kill shot.
You, if you go up to an adult point blank, they're going to try to swat the gun away or duck or something. The baby's just going to sit there. It's going to be like, ooh, a toy. Let me put this in my mouth. I'll fucking help you out a la Private Pile.
Shooting at Aurora Movie Theater. Hashtag.
Just a side note, Mel B's got some nice tits.
Freaking out. Mel B, who's a...
giant fake tits. Spice Girl? I think that's her.
Oh, the half black one?
That's half?
Yeah.
Maybe that's Serena Williams.
I don't know. I guess her dad was Manute Bol. What the fuck do I know?
I don't know. I just see who those tits belong to. Fuck this. I'm not getting your goddamn app.
I hate that. That is the worst thing. Any website ever where it's like, hey, you know what? We got this free app. Go for it. Fuck you. I don't want your app, and I'm probably not going to visit your website anymore either.
Oh, Leanne Rimes is disgusting.
Yes. Falcor.
Yeah, keep going.
She's grotesque. Shooting at Aurora Movie Theater. This is from at jujube_13. Hashtag freaking out /. For just kind of like a mild frown, like, meh.
Jesus Christ.
Meh, there's a shooting. Meh.
Damn, Kelly Osbourne. I mean, she still looks like Ozzy, but
that's
at least she's
disgusting. Please stop there. She actually shaped up. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Jordan Sparks did, too.
Ugh. That's a wreck and a half.
She actually wasn't bad looking, man. Yeah, who is? Oh, wow, no, that's Serena Williams. She got fake tits?
I don't know. As soon as your tennis career wraps up, you're going to have to do something.
Yeah, dude, look, this is way too fucking round to be real.
Nah, they could be pushed up. Oh, she's got a manly fucking body.
I know. No, it looks like fucking Blade got implants. Blade in the middle of a sex change. All right. Okay. Back to Columbine 2, which oddly enough is like 13 miles away.
Oh, yeah. Which is weird because I've never been to Colorado, but my impression...
It's all white, so it's all crazy fucking white people.
Yeah, it's white people and weed and suburbia. That's
I think
it. It's
Denver has a lot of like spit gangs and stuff, but
well, it's a city. What do you mean?
Yeah, no, I think Colorado in general is probably like 95% white.
So you'd think it's a bunch of like intrigue with like who's fucking whose husband and wife, and the kids are fucking each other early when mom and dad are out for the weekend in Aspen skiing, but. There is this undercurrent of crazy fucking gun violence to the place.
Yeah, again, I mean, according to what I learned from Gangland, I think there is like a lot.
What is Gangland?
It's just like where they do shows about various gangs in various cities. So it's probably like, what was it, Mile High Killers or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think there is a lot of like gang activity in Denver. Like, because there really isn't in D.C., I mean, aside from like MS-13.
No, as shitty and violent as this city can be late at night, I don't think
it's not
much as gang driven. Well, it depends. I saw
not the city anymore. I don't think, man. Fucking like PG County.
It's bleeding into the chunks of the city that border on PG County. The
Southeast. Well, no, it's always there. It's just the blacks are being pushed further and further out.
Yes,
and so like they're still in Anacostia and shit, but they're not in Northwest.
No, you can. There was a Google map of the murders in the last 4 years of DC, and I can tell you which sections were really heavy with it.
Southeast.
Yes. Shocker. For those that don't know the city, it's like Northwest is the sweet little
White
there are maybe
House,
eight
all the shit you
Northwest
know,
murders.
The memorial. Like what you think of when you think of DC.
That is
Northwest,
Northwest to the center of the city. Like I think the Capitol building is the dead center of the city.
Capitol?
Yeah. That's like
yeah. You're right. Because that's all around like First and Second Street.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like
and then
the fucking nexus of the universe.
As you go into Northeast, you get into industrial crap,
it's
which
like
is
shitty residential. Like you probably don't want to be there.
A lot
at
of
night.
Industrial parks. I do a lot of my locksmith purchasing
and
out
the
in Northeast.
Clubs, oddly enough.
Yes, because
the
you've got
fucking
these
industrial
open
parks.
Train yards. Yeah, where hobos just accost you on your way. To trying to get drunk and laid with the... Ugh, I just fuck DC clubs, but that's another thing unto itself. And Southwest barely exists. That's just...
It's a fucking sliver, because what should be the rest is cut out by the Potomac, and then it
exactly.
would be Arlington.
Exactly. And then Southeast is National Stadium. It used to just be a death factory.
And that part is actually like white and hipstery now, but I mean...
It's
as,
getting there.
As you
I would
get
say it's the area
away.
Around the Capitol. That's really starting to gentrify and become white douche.
Capitol Hill, definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say even like the area around Nats Park don't seem bad. It's like...
They coughed up to make it safe for the pale face, yes.
Yeah. But it's like a lot of places. It's like if you go a few blocks away, you're kind of on your own. Like you better stick to like the fucking sanctioned areas.
Shall we back to the Batman murder?
Sure.
All
I
right.
just got distracted by my goddamn phone looking for that tweet. But
that's okay.
I
Phones
swear
are
to
the
Christ.
Best. Phones are the fucking best. I reached to silence mine, and that was 30 seconds of me dicking off with my email, my Twitter account, my Facebook, and text messages.
I've never gotten Twitter to work once on my phone.
Ah, that is weird as shit. But you're better for it, maybe. I don't know. Mine
stinks.
I love it. But, well, I liked what it was, and I like what big famous people do with it. If they do it right, that's okay. I hate the whole team follow back, the fave star FM, all that bullshit. Just people trying to be famous through Twitter. That gets a little old fast. Not that I
for attention, fucking yeah. Lady Gaga style.
Not that I wasn't there for a minute, but I'm past it.
It's just you can't have all Chiefs and no Indians where everyone is on there trying to fucking promote themselves.
Exactly. Well, the weird thing about this kid, his name's what, James Holmes, he's 24. First of all, out of all these like murdering types, not a bad looking kid. I'm so fucking straight I can say that. I'm so into big tits in my face.
Look normal enough.
Yeah.
Especially if he's gonna be a doctor. Should have done all right for himself.
Yeah, doctoral student, something to that effect.
Oh, could have been some bullshit like sociology.
I think he was neuroscience. So yeah, you're not talking bullshit. Chump change coming out of this.
Yeah, but he's probably like fucking asocial as shit.
Well, of course. That's what everyone's like. He kept to himself. Have you ever heard of a spree killer? It's like, no, he had actually like this harem of pussy. He was smooth as fuck. You saw him. He would lay down a rap with you. No, none of these guys are ever described that way. They
That's
go
true.
Home and they beat off the KMFDM albums and play Quake, or at least in my day.
I guess that's the only way your mind can really get that warped. It's like if you just withdraw from everyone else completely.
You need to have no one else calibrating you. You need to be able, like, so in your own world that you can kind of, yeah, figure out, well, these are the boundaries for me.
I
these
thought
are
I
normals.
Was going that kind of direction.
This is normalcy for me. No, you
I'm not
still,
shooting a fucking baby.
You
Jesus.
Still normal up enough to come in here. You still deal with people on, like, a business level daily. You still stick your cock into women. Now and again, whenever the hell you want to.
This is true.
All of that is a sign you haven't lost your shit. You and I, don't get me wrong, we don't...
It's kind of a fake front, though.
What?
Like, if I had my druthers, I wouldn't be acting like that.
Much closer to this guy?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I probably would come down from my mountain, record the show, hang out with friends for a few hours, and then go back up. But
like fucking Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
I traveled 500 miles to put my seat in you.
Which one was that? That was Step Brothers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
It's Will Ferrell. Do you like watching Will Ferrell? I like watching Will Ferrell.
For the most part. What the hell was the last thing he even did?
I don't know. He's a Anchorman 2 ads.
Oh, it's like almost in theaters?
Oh, those are looking money. I want to say 2013.
Is Fred Willard in it?
I don't know.
Well, obviously that would have been shot before he shot.
Well, they might have. I see what you did there. Nice. They might have just done the previews.
James
and it's still
Holmes wasn't the only one doing shooting in a movie theater this week.
Now that's good.
I stole that.
That's, from Owen. Oh, goddamn. I thought you had something there. Yeah, he could easily still be like filming parts for it, which I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm sorry. That's a nonviolent thing. Whatever. You're in a sex theater and they catch you beating off. What do they want?
I guess, like, wouldn't you be more weirded out if he wasn't? If he was just stroking his chin going,
The lighting is fantastic.
I like what the director did here. How the fuck do porn theaters even exist anymore? Like, why is it
old guys like him?
I know. They're a bunch of 71-year-olds.
Yeah, who are just like, I can't masturbate with a mouse in my hand.
Norton was telling the story, like, he went to one, and it was just, like, him beating off. And then a bunch of other dudes doing poppers and blowing each other
Jesus
in the front.
Jesus Christ! Like Jim Norton.
Fucking scumbag.
Jim Norton, the resident comedian of Opie and Anthony. He's straight, so he's watching a straight...
Questionable.
Well, yeah, he's into trannies and shit. So you think maybe he's watching a tranny film?
No, I think it's just... I'm sure there's all kinds... I'm sure that's what goes down there. Like, how else could you sustain business? It's got to be all poppers and butt fucking. Like, why would you go in public and sit in those scratchy movie theater seats?
Oh, with your just
beat
your
off
bean
all
bag
over your own clothes because yeah. It's not like they hand out fucking like spanker chips when you buy your ticket.
Well, like, I would assume if this is old hat, you're showing up with a lot
condom.
Of tissues.
This fucking condom, then flinging at the screen.
Boom!
Goddamn, add a BC in us. Fucking multiple MIGs the rest of the theater.
I would make such a scene the instant I came if I were in an old school porno like that. I would come
just make
and then just be like, you're all disgusting. What are you doing?
Just be some asshole that makes like a bunch of loud noises.
Just scare everyone else off and would beat in peace.
Grind it out.
I mean, those things served a need like
in the 70s when fucking Travis Bickle took Sybil Shepherd there.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I could remember that. That is some great Taxi Driver trivia if you can remember the name of that film. It's like Swedish.
Oh, her name?
No, she's Betsy something, but it's like the Swedish Erotic Education or some bullshit like that.
Who the fuck knows?
And the chick he's trying to pick up who works there is his first wife.
Wait, what?
The De Niro. The Puerto Rican-looking chick he's trying to fuck, where he's like, I'm going to buy some jujubes, and let me get your number. And she's like, don't make me call the manager, buddy.
I forgot that. I thought he bought a ticket from the dude.
No, he buys a ticket from the dude. He walks in for concessions. Like, they try to have this veneer of actual theater. So it's like, I'm going to buy some popcorn that I'm going to accidentally ejaculate into, get me some snow caps, and let me get your number. He's trying to be very smooth about it.
Oh, I forgot that.
And she's like, buddy, fuck off. Go masturbate, fuck off.
I thought he was all about the black pussy.
She was pretty dark.
I thought it was you and De Niro. Fucking mud shark club.
What can I say? What can I say? Mud shark club.
Get it? Shark club.
I get it. I get the mud shark club. I get your cunning reference.
Right.
To where I make my sex.
But, yeah, because, you know what, fuck the Columbine, there's nothing there. I'm sorry Baby got shot, but Fred Willard is far funnier.
Or the James Holmes thing, well, it's funny to me.
Because he shot a baby.
Shot a baby? First of all, he's not from Colorado, so let's give him that. He's out of San Diego. He's not a Colorado kid. He's out of San Diego.
If you were born in SoCal, why the fuck would you leave there?
I cannot give that speech enough times. For those that, and again, never visited San Diego. I've been to L.A. I know people from San Diego, though.
That's as great as people say, but fuck, it's got to be better than Colorado. I've never been to Colorado.
The weather is just universally acknowledged as the best in the country.
San Diego?
In San Diego. Not only that, the pussy. The pussy in San Diego, fucking off the charts.
I'll say it's that, like, that 909 area is probably better than fucking L.A.
San Diego versus L.A. for pussy?
Yeah,
San Diego's the winner.
You get the people who've just been, like, bred there, yes, as opposed to a bunch of fucking ugly transplants trying to make it.
No, San Diego's the winner.
Polluting the gene pool.
Not only that, sluttiest women you will ever... California, in general, home of sluts. And I mean that in a good way. Like,
tatted up bitches, like, fake tits.
I don't like calling a woman a slut, like, who just enjoys sex. It's, okay, it's a little skeevy. If it's, like, what? Really, like, trying to trap men and you're just emotionally damaged and shit. But if you're just a good-looking girl and it's like, I want to get some fucking dick, man.
Oh, those are the women you look for.
Those are the best people on earth. You make it a better place.
These are actually decent in bed. I hate a bitch who just lays there like a plastic fuck doll.
Yeah.
And spreads her cunt. It's just like, here you go. Here's your treat. Good dog. You fucking earned it.
Like, everything you've said is so real and so disgusting.
I don't like feeling like I'm raping a goddamn corpse.
Speak for yourself. We'll continue.
Yeah. Have you ever had that? I mean, I told you like what happened to me. I don't fucking get into it on here, but just...
What, a chick who just lies back?
Pretty much. Like, yeah, just isn't engaged at all.
I mean, I've had at least a couple where the extent of engagement is like, okay, I'll wrap my legs around you now.
Yeah, it's just nothing better than a fucking dirty whore whose pussy's just salivating like a dog's mouth.
Exactly. Like, who is the beast from the Sandlot? You want her
your
pussy
to look like that
beast.
Baseball.
Exactly. Just covered in that gruel.
Fucking don't know if it's like pussy juice or a fucking spit from what she's blowing you before.
You got no idea. It's such a wet
just
mess down
white,
there. Yeah,
frothy.
You can be
shit
banging
your,
against her she taint. You don't even. You just know it's sliding
dick
against something warm, and you're
I'm
about
such
to finish.
A nasty animal. I go to sleep without my cock. I wake up. It's just fucking dried. It looks like I stuck my dick in a can of paint. Just like, yeah, I don't know you, but
like a Krispy Kreme.
I also don't feel like showering, so.
Well,
I assume it's not going to get any AIDS here as the night goes on.
Yeah, the damage is already done. And of course, I go the other direction. Where
shaft probably has like minor lacerations from too much like rough penetration. It's just seeping into my bloodstream.
I probably outsmart my own fucking body because I'll run into the crapper and try to soap off my own cock. Really? And I'm sure that's drying it out and just opening it up to all the goddamn AIDS because Ivory soap is how the CDC disinfects itself. You know what I mean? It's doing nothing to actually get all the goop off it. I don't even understand, really. I'll wear condoms. You cannot fucking tell me with a straight face that a condom really works. Like, you
no.
bang them. Everything is protected when the condom's on up until, like, the base of your shaft, I guess. You pull it off. The instant you do, all the wetness that was around
just
your prick
just slaps onto your shaft.
It just drips down into the part you're just protecting, and it's pulling there. How the fuck does that cover anything?
Not only that, it's like, I mean, herpes and all that shit, like genital warts, I think that's all like skin to skin. So if you're just fucking like...
Yeah, it protects you
from like... Grinding your pubes together like Casper. He's rounded down.
Pube play.
Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah.
Like just mashing your fucking mouths together without even penetration, I think you can get like herpes. And
you
shit.
Can, yeah. If
you,
she
fuck,
has,
you can get herpes from wrestling on the same mat as some guy who has it.
Well, the problem
you can get it
is
on your face.
Like so many women who never get the full test, it's just inside them, and they'll never goddamn know. They're just like, damn, my cunt itchy today.
That's probably me, except I never had an outbreak.
Really?
I don't know. This is goddamn. If
you
I
have your
don't
itchy
fucking
days.
Carry it, like. I'm lucky.
I feel about the same way. I've definitely gone raw.
But I've heard it's like, I mean, it should at least like every 5 years you should have one. So I mean, that should be fun. I'm just amazed that I am.
I know it's rare to get it and not have an outbreak at least immediately. I thought most people who had it, though, it's you have one outbreak and that's it. Like, it's weird to be like the... No, it's weird just to be the Mike Vick type where it's like coming back every so often. I don't know. I haven't really delved, you know,
it
deeply
like
into herpes.
It's dormant in your spine and it fucking flares up.
Yeah, it's in your neuro junkety junks. It doesn't go away, but I thought most people, you did it once and you can pass it around maybe, but it's kind of just in you, like chicken pox. Like, chicken pox is kind of in the same branch.
I've told this story on here, how I thought I had it. I guess it was just zits.
Yeah, oh, me
and
too.
And I still wind up some pussy to raw dog, like, from the STD clinic.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to take you to...
I literally got the clear from the clinic, went and banged a woman.
Oh, no, I thought I still had it.
Oh, they didn't test me. I just had an old Asian lady tell me it was a pimple. I'm like, good enough for me.
No, me too. Well, yeah, if herpes don't pop, then they don't pop.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Then I've never had herpes. Yeah. Thank God. Because that is my litmus test. I'm like, is there pus in this motherfucker? Pop. Okay, I'm fine.
No, you get zits on your mule every now and again from fucking shaving, like ingrown hairs.
Not just the shaving, the goddamn heat in this area.
Yeah, exactly.
Lately.
Like, I think at that point, I hadn't shaved my body hair in a while, and I don't wear underwear, and I probably haven't changed my clothes in a week.
I haven't had like, hog mules are not common. Or I'm sorry, hog mule. Hog zits. Hog zits are not that common to me, but I've had two this summer so far.
I had hair on the side of my shaft recently that was not pleasant.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I fucking like popped it or pulled the hair out of tweezers, just leaves it crazy.
It just
like,
comes right out like alfalfa's hair.
That's not a scar.
Patwing.
Fucking top of Charlie Brown's head.
Exactly.
But what the fuck were we talking about?
We're going back to, for me, it's just a little extra strange that someone could come out of San Diego, which is just a nice, warm place. And
a lot of hobos and hills.
I would
hobos
surmise
walking up and down hills with their shopping carts.
Any place that's that warm is going to be a hobo haven.
They're still wearing five jackets.
of course. That's just the hobo uniform.
And they were in Vegas. What the shit?
But you would think that's as unlikely a place to breed a guy like this as possible.
Yeah, it's more geared to the fucking
where the
Midwest.
Women are made fun of for being virgins when they're 13. It's like, really, you haven't fucked already?
God damn, wish I grew up there.
Fucking we would have been, yes. Like, it would have been this show times -1. It would just be like, you know the another great thing about living where we live? That would be the entire fucking show, just us hated by our listeners instead of everyone pitying us for the shithole we're in.
Nothing but boats and hoes.
Oh, man. I don't, this is going to sound weird because I'm sure anyone who really claims that they get where this guy came from.
No one should claim that.
Exactly.
Who the fuck is claiming that they
I don't want people to even say they can understand this guy because you can't.
He's a fucking Mark David Chapman. He just, who knows? I mean, I'm sure it'll come out eventually. Like, my only guess is,
but
like,
so many
he was
of these
somehow
dudes are
jealous
like,
and, like, wanted to be famous.
So many of these guys are such losers. Like, you get what I mean? Like, that fucking Asian cat from Virginia Tech.
Cho Sung Wee.
That was an ugly...
No one knew how to fucking pronounce
ugly motherfucker.
Name. Him and Gaddafi. It's like, yeah, they could never settle on a fucking pronunciation or spelling.
So every network ran with its own way.
Just like Ching Chang Chong. Yeah. Let's call him the same name as the fucking panda from the National Zoo.
But this guy, like I said before, not exactly bad looking, got a good career path ahead of him.
Not anymore.
Doesn't, well, yeah. License plate manufacturers, his fate. What the fuck goes on in that head, man?
Again, it's something who the fuck knows?
It's like, one, what makes you lash out? And two, what do you think is going to be accomplished through your action?
It's some desire to be, like, famous, because he had everything protected. He had, like, riot gear on. He had his fucking, like, neck protected. Like, he had bulletproof vests. Like,
oh,
there wasn't an inch on his body that wasn't covered. Like, this guy did not want to fucking die.
And yet, he fucking surrendered in 2 seconds to the cops. But that's what you're saying. He just wanted to.
Yeah, like, this was planned out. He left the theater, came back, like, he wanted to
which
be,
is great, by the way.
He wanted to be one of these assholes, but he wanted to still be famous, like fucking Mark David Chapman.
I can't. There's at least a couple guys who are calling into Ron and Fez And they're like, well, I'm a gun owner. And had I been there, shit would have been a little different.
It's no, like, you would have shot at him. It wouldn't have fazed him because he didn't have an exposed inch of flesh on his body.
Exactly.
And then he would have taken you the fuck out.
He would have cracked the muzzle flash maybe. Or not. I don't fucking
and
know.
And the motherfucker apparently cracked tear gas and had a gas mask on.
Yeah.
So he can see and smell and breathe. You cannot.
But I had my gun. It would have been different. The answer to this is more guns,
no one
not
fucking
less guns.
Knows. And again, it's like, if you see a dude, like, all in black, I mean, maybe you think he's wearing a costume or something.
Dude, from, I wish we had time to get into my Batman review. Maybe we'll hop next door and do another episode or something. He looked a lot like fucking Bane. Like, Bane was just kind of in a jumpsuit-y type thing with,
wait,
a, with a mask.
Wait, they have pictures of him?
The description is, he was like, he sounded like a member of Slipknot. Like, it was just like a black kind of, all black body gear. You know what I mean? Body armor.
Yeah, it's like like a SWAT team without the shield and face shield.
I mean,
probably.
It sounds like even more than a SWAT team, like leg yeah. shit. Like, I thought the average SWAT guy was like, give me the vest
and the
protect
shield,
my,
yeah.
yeah, and protect my junk with a shield. He was like catcher's
it's
shit
all, yeah,
on his
it looks
legs.
Like a fencer, but it's all bulletproof.
Yeah, and a gas mask.
Yeah.
So short of a headshot, you're not taking him out.
Yeah, you have to shoot him like in the fucking eye.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's a bulletproof gas mask.
Yeah, I guess they don't make those.
Maybe.
Probably can't breathe too well.
I don't know. We got to punch out in a couple, actually. Sadly, right. It's like 3:55. There's Squire outside. Will, let's continue this in the next studio. We'll chill out for a bit.
Alrighty.
I will add the outro music in post-production.
Okay, there, fancy pants.
Or we'll just tag it on to the end. Just the outro sample. Screw the music once in a while. We don't need it. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio, at Billy Basil on Twitter, and at Gray Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y, on Twitter as well. I'm at Papa's Basement. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Find us at facebook.com/papasbasement. I think you got the iTunes page. Find that link on inpapasbasement.com. Subscribe to us and rate us, but only positively. I don't need a bad rating. Why
have you gotten anything like...
Yeah.
Beneath 5 stars?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe 4s. I can live with a 4. That's a constructive criticism right there.
I'm glad my CD's maintained 5 stars.
Oh, bully for you.
I would be very upset if some asshole negated that in any way.
Oh, why'd you say that? Now they're going to find you and downvote you. Until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.